Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this fifth Sunday in Lent. In the Old Testament reading for today, Isaiah reminds Israel of their release from slavery in Egypt, but tells them not to dwell on this, because a greater liberation is yet to come. He is speaking of the Babylonian captivity, which was still a century in the future. After a half century, Cyrus allowed God's people to return. These verses from Isaiah describe how God would sustain his people on their difficult journey back to Judah. God was truly making a way for his chosen people, but there was an even greater liberation offered to all who believe, that of eternal life, accomplished by the sacrifice of the Messiah on the cross. We sing of this from our New Testament perspective in the hymn, "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less."
A reading from the 43rd chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus.
As Isaiah was prophesying liberation from earthly rulers, Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, St. Paul tells of an even greater liberation from our bondage to sin. Righteousness comes through faith in Christ, not through the fulfilling of the law. This release from the bondage to sin is given by the sacrifice that Christ made of himself for each of us. We sing of this wonderful gift in the hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross."
A reading from the third chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Philippi. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
In today's gospel reading, Jesus tells a parable recounting Israel's history and prophesying his death, which would take place in a matter of days. The owner is God. The vineyard is Israel. The tenants are the religious leaders. The servants are the prophets. And the beloved Son is Jesus. The vineyard would be given to others, which would include the Gentiles. Psalm 118 speaks of the rejected stone, Jesus, who through his death and resurrection has become the cornerstone. We sing of this in the hymn, The Church's One Foundation.
A reading from the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants, so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let us kill him, so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, Surely not. But he looked directly at them and said, What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. The scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him at that very hour, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them, but they feared the people. So they watched him and sent spies, who pretended to be sincere, that they might catch him in something he said, so as to deliver him up to the authority and jurisdiction of the governor.
We thank you for welcoming us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our 9 o'clock Sunday morning worship service. Bible study and Sunday school for all ages are offered immediately following the service. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. During this season of Lent, a special worship service takes place at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings. The Lenten service is preceded at 5:30 by a light supper provided by various organizations of the congregation. For more information about anything having to do with St. Peter Lutheran Church or school, please call 574-896-2025 or 574-896-5933. Today we close with a benediction, a good word for you.